请我们翻到诗篇，
翻到三十三，
第三篇
，Psalm three，
第二节
，Verse two。
有许多人议论我说，他得不着神的帮助。
Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him。
这个帮助，希伯来原文就是救恩。
This deliver in the original Greek is salvation。
Original Hebrew。
Original Hebrew。
有许多人议论我说，他得不着神的救恩。
Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him。
第八节。
Verse eight。
救恩属于耶和华，愿你赐福给你的百姓。
From the Lord comes deliverance, may your blessing be on your people。
第十四章十四篇。
Psalm fourteen。
第七节。
Verse seven。
但愿以色列的救恩从锡安而出，耶和华救回他被掳的子民。那时雅各要快乐，以色列要欢喜。
Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of the Zion when the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, that Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad.
二十篇。
Psalm 20。
第五节。
Verse five。
我们要因你的救恩夸胜，要奉我们神的名竖立旌旗，愿耶和华成就你一切所求的。
We will shout for joy when you are victorious, and we will lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests.
我们再来看第五十三篇。
Let's also turn to Psalm 53.
第六节。
Verse 6.
但愿以色列的救恩从锡安而出，神救回他被掳的子民。那时雅各要快乐，以色列要欢喜。
Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion when God restores the fortunes of his people. Let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad.
六十二篇。
Psalm 62。
第一节。
Verse 1。
我的心默默无声，专等候神，我的救恩是从他而来。
My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him.
唯独他是我的磐石，我的救恩，他是我的高台。
He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress.
我必不很动摇。
I will never be shaken.
我的拯救在希伯来文仍旧是救恩。
And my deliverance in the original Hebrew is also salvation.
第六节。
Verse 6.
唯独他是我的磐石，我的救恩。
He alone is my rock and my salvation.
我们再看六十七篇。
Now let us turn to Psalm 67.
第二节。
Verse two。
好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。
That your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among the nations。
六十八节。
Psalm 68。
十九六十八的八篇第十九节。
Psalm 68 verse 19。
天天背负我们重担的主，就是拯救我们的神，是应当称颂的。
Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who bears daily our burden.
这个拯救的原文也是救恩。
And this deliverance in the original text is also salvation.
我们再来看第六十九篇。
Now let us look at Psalm 69.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
但我是困苦忧伤的，神啊，愿你的救恩将我安置在高处。
I am in pain and distress. May your salvation, O God, protect me.
然后我们来看第七十篇。
Now let us look at Psalm 70.
第四节。
Verse 4.
愿一切寻求你的因你高兴欢喜，愿那些喜爱你救恩的常说，当尊神为大。
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love you, love your salvation, always say, let God be exalted.
九十六篇。
Psalm 96.
第二节。
Verse 2.
要向耶和华歌唱，称颂他的名，天天传扬他的救恩。
Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day.
九十八篇。
Psalm 98.
第二节。
Verse 2.
耶和华发明了他的救恩，在列邦人中眼前显出公义。
The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nation.
第三节。
Verse 3.
纪念他向以色列家所发的慈爱，所凭的信实，地的细四极都看见我们神的救恩。
He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
116篇。
Psalm 116.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
我要举起救恩的杯，称扬耶和华的名。
I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
一百十八篇。
Psalm 118.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他也成了我的救恩。
The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
在义人的帐篷里有欢呼救恩的声音，耶和华的右手施展大能。
Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things.
一百十九篇。
Psalm 119.
一百六十六节。
Verse 166.
一百六十六节。
166 verse.
耶和华，我仰望了你救恩，遵行了你的命令。
I wait for your salvation, O Lord, and I follow your command.
一百七十四节。
Verse 174.
耶和华，我切慕你的救恩，你律法也是我所喜爱的。
I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight.
一百四十九篇。
Psalm 149.
第四节。
Verse 4.
因为耶和华喜爱他的百姓。他要用救恩当作谦卑人的装饰。
For the Lord takes delight in his people, he crowns the humble with salvation.
我们刚才所读的这些圣经都是讲到救恩。
And the verses we just read talks about salvation.
如果你以为我们把诗篇的救恩都读过，那你就错了。
And if you think we have read all the salvation that's mentioned in Psalms, you're wrong.
我们知道诗篇在诗篇里面一共四十五次。提到救恩。
We know that in Psalms it mentions salvation 45 times.
全本旧约78次提到救恩。
And in the Old Testament alone, 78 times mentioned salvation.
在78次的里面45次是在诗篇里。
And of these 78 times, 45 of them are mentioned in Psalms.
在旧约里面讲到救恩讲到最多的是诗篇。
And Psalms mentions the most about salvation in the Old Testament.
其次才是以赛亚。
And then Isaiah.
以赛亚一共提到十九次。
And it is mentioned 19 times in the book of Isaiah.
你们可以想到十九加上四十五已经是七十八次的多数。
And you know that 19 add on to 45, it's already 64.
所以我们现在可以很清楚的知道。
So we know very clearly.
讲到旧约讲到救恩，新约也讲到救恩。
That in the Old Testament when it talks about salvation, it also talks about it in the New Testament.
旧约第一次讲到救恩的时候。
And the first time salvation is mentioned in the Old Testament.
那是雅各临终的祷告。
It is the spirit prayer of Jacob.
他说耶和华，我向来等候你的救恩。
He says, God, I always look upon your salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
救恩在旧约是一件非常大的事。
Salvation in the Old Testament is a great matter.
在新约也是一件很大的事。
And it is also very great in the New Testament.
但是讲到救恩的时候。
But when we talk about salvation.
这个圣灵用这个字的时候。
When the Spirit uses this word.
用的最多的是在诗篇。
It is mentioned most in Psalms.
我想我们低头再有点简单。
Let us bow again in a simple word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话恭敬地带到你的面前。
Lord, respectfully, we place these words before you.
我们仰望你今天早晨再对你的教会说话。
Lord, we seek after you that you speak to your church once again this morning.
我们说我们都在这里。
Lord, we say we are here.
我们求你用的话来鼓舞我们。
May your words encourage us.
用你的话来造就我们。
May your words establish us.
用你的话来安慰我们。
May your words comfort us.
用你的话来激励我们来跟随你。
And use your words to excite us to follow after you.
但愿用你的话来荣耀你自己的教会。
May you use your words to glorify your own church.
叫你的教会早日得到成熟。
That your church may mature sooner.
能成为荣耀的教会。
It can be a radiant church.
叫你的心得着满足。
That your heart may be satisfied.
所以主啊，今天早晨。
So Lord, this morning.
我们仰望你继续对我们说话。
We seek after you that you continue to speak to us.
但愿我们靠着你，我们的旧人都已经钉在十字架上。
And they were, according to you, our old self has been already crucified on the cross.
我们这些新人就活在你的面前。
And our new man has been living before you.
我们求你再用古老的话对我们新人再说一遍。
And that you use those ancient words to speak to the new man.
叫这些话变成活的话。
That these words may become living.
叫这些话能改变我们。
That these words can transform us.
叫这些话能复兴教会。
that it can revive the church.
叫这句话, 能把你的恩典送到每一个角落。
But by the words, your grace can go through all the ends of the earth.
主啊, 这是我们今天早晨的祈求。
Lord, this is our request this morning.
我们仰望你继续借着诗篇来对我们说话。
We'll wait that you continue to speak to us through Psalms.
靠着耶稣基督可爱的你。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天早晨我看到你们的钟, 我非常高兴。
And this morning when I saw your clock, I was very happy.
因为我想我有很足够的理由可以多讲一个钟头。
And I thought to myself, I have sufficient reason to speak for another hour.
很多弟兄们姊妹都担心我上来就不下去了。
Many brothers and sisters are afraid if I come up, I will not go down.
每次我向你们借时间, 我总觉得心里不安。
And whenever I say this, I do not feel easy.
但是我想今天早上是欢欢喜喜, 平平安安地多用一个钟头。
But this morning, I thought I can joyfully use an extra hour.
不过我想我不会这样做。
But I will not do so.
我觉得我们还是活在时间里面。
Let us remain in time.
我们还是照着弟兄们所定规的时间。
And according to the time our brothers had allotted.
所以不是按着这个时间。
So not according to this.
而按着现在实在的时间。
But according to the actual time now.
盼望弟兄姊妹能在主里面有安息。
May brothers and sisters have peace in the Lord.
一点都不要紧张。
Do not be anxious.
我们今天早晨再来看诗篇150篇。
This morning, let us look again at the 150 Psalm.
不过呢，我们要从另外一个角度来看它。
But we'll look at it from another light.
我们说过了。
We have already mentioned.
诗篇150篇是非常美丽的诗篇。
That the 150 Psalms is a very beautiful poem.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这个诗篇并不像我们普通所想象。
But this is not just to our ordinary thinking.
它是好像在我们苦难里面给我们一点的安慰。
That in our distress, it will give us comfort.
特别当我们经过死荫的幽谷。
Especially when we go to the valley of death.
我想的确诗篇23篇安慰了我们。
And I'm sure that Psalm 23 comforts us.
到我们年终的时候。
And when we're in middle age.
我们能每年到年底的时候。
Oh, at the end of the year.
我们都能够从诗篇里面知道回过想我们已过的日子。
And from Psalms, we can turn back and look at the
things.
And we say that the Lord has anointed our path with the Lord. And His grace has been the crown of our year.
弟兄姊妹，你看诗篇又安慰了我们，又勉励了我们。
So brothers and sisters, we see Psalm comforts us and encourages us.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
比如说我们下沉的时候。
That many times when we're down.
我们感谢主，借着诗篇42篇来勉励我们。
We thank the Lord that He uses the 42nd Psalm to encourage us.
等于是我们脸上的光荣。
That He is the glory on our face.
许多时候我们抬不起头来。
Many times we cannot lift our
hands. 我们觉得羞耻。
And we feel ashamed.
我们觉得我们没有面子。
We say we have no faith.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主是我们脸上的光。
Our Lord is the glory on our face.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以从诗篇里面零零碎碎得到许多的帮助。
So brothers and sisters, bit by bit, we can have a lot of help from Psalms.
诗篇就是这样子吗？
Is this the way Psalm is?
弟兄姊妹都喜爱诗篇。
And brothers and sisters all love Psalms.
难道神对我们说的话就是这些吗？
Is this all God has to say to us?
难道诗篇好像巧克力糖一样给我们吃，叫我们觉得舒服吗？
Is Psalms just like chocolate for us to eat and be comforted?
难道说有的时候我们需要点安慰，主给我们一个安慰吗？
That sometimes we need comfort and our Lord gives us comfort.
在许多人的感觉里面。
And in many of our feelings,
诗篇就好像我们在教会里面很流行一本书。
And Psalms is a very known book in the church.
这本书叫做《荒漠甘泉》。
And this is the book of the
stream in the desert.
Stream in the desert.
当你在荒漠里面的时候，你找到甘泉了。
And when you're in the desert, you find the stream.
那本书实在给我们很大很大的帮助。
And that book indeed gives us a lot of help.
我知道有的人呢不读圣经，光读那本书。
And I know many don't read the Bible, only that book.
因为那本书给你很多的帮助。
And because that book helps us a lot.
你读圣经的时候，主在我们里面，我们在主里面，你也不知道谁在谁的里面。
And when you read the Bible, you're in the Lord, and the Lord is in you. You don't know who is in who.
所以有的人喜欢一辈子就喜欢那本书。
So many people just like that book for the
whole life. 很多人把诗篇当作荒漠的感觉。
And many treat Psalms as that book in the stream of desert.
感谢主，你是蒙恩的人。
Praise the Lord, you are under grace.
你能把荒漠圣诗篇当作荒漠甘泉，感谢主。
That if you can treat Psalms as streams in the desert, praise the Lord.
那些不读诗篇的人好的太多了，蒙恩太多了。
You are even more blessed than those who do not read Psalms.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
神借着诗篇要对我们说更深的话。
That God through Psalms speaks even deeper to us.
他要把他的心向我们打开。
He wants to open up his heart to us.
因为这里乃是用诗的题材。
Because it uses poems.
什么叫做诗呢?
And what is a poem?
就是用最少的话,
it is to use the least amount of words.
能够在神面前发表神最多的感觉。
That before God it can express the most of his feelings.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
在诗篇里面,
that in Psalms,
我们应该能听见神最多的感觉。
That we should be able to hear the most feelings of God.
如果我们认识诗篇的话,
now, if we know Psalms,
你几乎应该能够听见神心跳的声音。
You can almost hear the heartbeat of God.
但是很可惜弟兄姊妹,
but unfortunately, brothers and sisters, many times we take good what the secondary is and we forget what the best is. And that secondary is often the enemy of the best.
但愿今天早晨,
may this morning that we each of us have this prayer.
主啊,
that Lord, may you give us the very best.
因着这个缘故,
and because of this reason,
你看见诗篇不光是独立的一卷的,
that Psalms is not only a dependent book.
我们知道, 不是 independent,
independent book.
它一共有五卷,
that it has five separate books.
我们昨天已经看,
and these 2 days we've already seen that.
一共有五卷,
that there are five books.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
如果要明白这诗篇的话,
if you are to understand Psalms,
你看见圣经里面有另外的五卷书要来照亮,
that there are another five books in the Bible to shed light on Psalms.
那就是创世纪, 出埃及记, 利未记, 民数记,
and that is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Leviticus to Deuteronomy and Numbers.
所以我们已经看见过，的确是摩西五经能够照亮诗篇。
And indeed, we saw that the pedigree of Moses can shed light on Psalms.
比方说最后的一卷,
for instance, the last book.
我们说过，就相当于生命记。
And we say it's in correspondence to Deuteronomy.
生命记乃是古老的话, 对年轻的一代再说一遍。
And the words of in Deuteronomy are ancient words to the young generation.
所以当你读到107篇开始的时候,
so when you start from Psalm 107,
那里就讲到神把他的话送出去了。
And God delivers his word.
来医治我们,
to heal us.
到了下面一篇的时候,
and the next Psalm,
你看见神就为我们做了示范。
And God has demonstrated for us.
你如果再读下去的话,
and if you continue to read,
那篇诗篇好像神已经说过了,
you see that that Psalm God has already spoken.
一点都不错,
it's true.
在诗篇60篇已经说过了,
but in Psalm 60, God has already spoken.
现在神再把它说一遍,
and now God speaks again.
听什么你明白吗?
Do you understand, brother?
为什么呢?
Why?
因为最后的一卷就相当于生命记。
Because the last book is just like Deuteronomy.
这里不光是话,
it's not only words,
乃是神再一次说话,
but God speaks again.
不光是话,
not only words,
乃是活的话,
but it's living words.
不光是话,
not only words,
乃是主观的话,
but it is subjective words.
不光是话,
not only words,
乃是就新人听得懂的话,
but the words that a new man can understand.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
就是这个话,
it is these words.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
你看见从创世纪一直到生命记,
that from Exodus, from Genesis all the way to Deuteronomy,
现在到了高峰了,
now it's the pinnacle.
给我们看见的秘诀在哪?
Now we see where that secret is.
我们怎么能够长大?
How can we grow?
我们怎么能够进迦南?
How can we enter the land of Canaan?
神的话,
the God's word.
活的话,
living word.
神口中所出一切的话,
all the words that proceed from the mouth of God.
弟兄姊妹感谢主,
brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
所以到了诗篇119篇,
so when we enter into Psalm 119,
那就是诗篇最长的一篇,
and that is the longest Psalm,
也是全本圣经最长的一篇,
and it's also the longest chapter in the Bible.
有一个老牧师啊,
there's an old priest.
他有一天,
one day,
他上讲台的时候,
he said when he was on the pulpit,
因为他年纪大了,
because he was old,
他忘记他要讲什么,
he forgot what he was going to speak
about. 他想要想想我心里想到底我要讲什么,
so he had to think in his heart, what was I to
speak about. 所以他说亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so he said, dear brothers and sisters,
让我们翻到诗篇119篇,
let us turn to Psalm 119.
我们从读一节读一遍给大家听,
and I'll read once for you the entire chapter.
那一面读他一面在想到底我今天要讲什么,
and as he was reading, he was thinking what he was about to speak.
读完一遍的话,
and after he finished reading, he did not remember.
但是弟兄们, 我们再读一遍神的话太好了,
he said, dear brothers, it's too good that the words, the Lord's words, let us read again.
再读完一遍,
so they read it once through again,
还是想不起来,
and he still did not remember.
不过时间已经到了,
but time has already been up.
他说我们宣布散会,
we're dispersed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这是神本身最长最长的一遍,
this is the longest chapter in the Bible.
这一次神说话停不下来了,
and this time when God speaks, he cannot stop.
一直说,
he continues and continues to speak.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
神是不大轻易说话的,
God would not speak lightly.
如果神把话匣子打开了,
and when God opens the words up,
表示这些话是最重要的。
That these are the most important words.
这些话是他心上的话。
And these are the words in his heart.
好像做母亲的，一想到他孩子生下来的当初的情，讲不完了。
And just like a mother when the infant is born, she cannot finish speaking.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？神现在摸到他心头的话，他讲不停不住了。
So brothers and sisters, when God touches on the words in his heart, he cannot stop.
诗篇一百十九篇讲什么呢？
And what does Psalm 119 speak
about? 我想弟兄姊妹都知道。
I'm sure brothers and sisters know.
讲到神的话。
It is God's word.
哦，真稀奇，弟兄姊妹。
That it is so wonderful, brothers and sisters.
说到神的话。
That when it is God's word.
神有说不完的话。
That God's words are unceasing.
神从各个不同的角度来。让我们知道什么叫的话。
But from different angles, he shows us what his words are.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
神用四本福音书。
That there are four gospels.
给我们看见道成肉身的话。
And let us see that the word has become flesh.
你看见说从四个不同角度来看到。
From different areas, we see that.
你读诗篇一百十九篇的时候。
When you read Psalm 119.
神用八个字来形容那个话。
And God used eight verses to explain those words.
Eight words.
Eight words.
就是来形容什么叫做话。
And to express what those words are.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
在神面前。
Before God.
你看见道成肉身的话。
You see the words become flesh.
写在圣经的话。
It is written in the word of the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
道成肉身需要用四本福音书来形容。
The word becoming flesh must be expressed in four gospels.
写在圣经里面的话。神用八个字来形容。
And what is mentioned in the words of the Bible, he uses eight words.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
现在神的心完全被摸着。
That today the God's heart is touched.
所以在一百十九篇。
So in Psalm 119,
就给我们看见神的话。
It gives us and lets us see God's word.
接着120篇到134篇。
And through Psalm 120 to Psalm 134.
就讲到上行的事。
It is songs of ascension.
我们怎么在恩典中长大。
How do we grow in grace?
那个秘诀在哪里。
And where is the secret?
神的话。
It is in God's word.
哦，年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Oh, young brothers and sisters.
你们千万不要走冤枉的道路。
Do not go on thing in vain.
有人告诉你说我们要被圣灵充满。
They say we must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以有的人什么也不做，我们就圣灵充满就好了。
And some do not do anything, but just be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你叫圣灵充满，一天就登天了，就上了天堂。
And if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, one day you'll go to heaven.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
应当被圣灵充满。
You should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
在圣经里面给我们看见。
In the Bible, it lets us see.
一个被神话充满的人。
One person who is filled with the Word of God.
就是被神的灵充满的。
It is filled with the Spirit of God.
当然弟兄姊妹。
Of course, brothers and sisters.
要被神的话充满。
If we are to be filled with God's word.
你要各样的智慧把神的话丰丰富富的藏在我们的心。
We must use all wisdom to keep that word in our heart.
有的人问 Campbell Morgan.
And someone asked Campbell Morgan.
你读圣经的秘诀在什么地方？
What is your secret in reading the Bible?
他用英文说。
And he said in English.
Sweat.
Sweat.
汗流汗。
Oh, sweat.
汗。
Sweat.
And sweat.
Sweat.
And again sweat.
And again sweat.
意思就是汗啊汗啊还是汗啊。
And it's again sweat, sweat, and sweat again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我看见有的人吃饭呢吃出汗来。
Some may eat and they have a sweat.
但是我很少看见人读圣经读出汗。
But I rarely see few who would sweat when they're reading the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters.
Campbell Morgan 是认识主话的人。
Campbell Morgan is an individual who knows the word of God.
为什么他认识主的话？
And why does he know the word of God?
因为他读主的话读出汗来。
Because when he reads the word of God, he breaks out in a sweat.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters. 因
为这个缘故，他被神的话充满。
And because of this reason, he is filled with the word of God.
神的灵就充满。
And the Spirit of God fills him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
许多时候我们要走容易的道路。
Many times we want to take the easy path.
我们觉得读圣经太辛苦了。
It was too difficult to read the word of God.
我们只要参加一个聚会就可以了。
We just,
去你就得到圣灵的浇灌。
We just go to the conference and we'll be filled with the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你这样你就得到喜乐了。
Then you will gain happiness this way.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主给我们的道路是最正直的道路。
That the path that the Lord gives us is a straight one.
所以诗篇里面给我们一个很告诉我们说，当你读到诗篇最后一卷的时候。
So when Psalm gives us, when you read to the last book.
那个高峰是以神的话来做高峰。
The pinnacle uses the word of God to be the epic.
所有的秘诀都在神的话里。
And all the secret is in the word of God.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
因为这个缘故。
And because of this reason.
你在神的恩典中长大。
That we grow in the grace of God.
你就被圣灵充满了。
And we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
现在你不光是学习顺服的功课。
Now you not only learn the lesson of obedience.
你不光对神的旨意说阿门。
Not only do you say amen to the will of God.
不光对神的道路说阿门。
Only you say amen to the path of God.
现在你进步到 Amen Hallelujah.
But now you advance to Amen Hallelujah.
到最后的时候。
And at the very end.
我们知道诗篇最后两个字。
We know the last two words of Psalm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters.
这个 Hallelujah 不是用不是用带动的。
That this Hallelujah is not an action.
你可以用带动唱，把别人带到高峰。
And you can use motions to lead people to this.
但是诗篇不是这样。
But Psalms is not this way.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
一个在神面前最深的人。
A person who is deep in God.
他是最有资格。说 Hallelujah.
And he is most qualified to say Hallelujah.
一个在主面前最成熟的人。
And one who is most mature in God.
他是最有资格说 Hallelujah.
And he is most qualified to say Hallelujah.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天许多人说 Hallelujah.
Many people say Hallelujah today.
你听一听他不像。
And when you hear it, it's not like that.
弟兄姊妹，小孩子可以说大人的话。
Brothers and sisters, our children can say words of an
adult. 有的小孩子可以用大人的成语。
And children can use words of an adult.
你听一听，你知道不像。
But when you hear it, it's not that.
这叫做小孩子说大人话。
And this is children speaking in adult words.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
今天非常叫人伤心的一件事。
This caused us to be in sorrow today.
今天在教会里面许多幼稚的弟兄姊妹。
That in the church there are many immature brothers and sisters.
他们非常的幼稚。但是却是用大人的话。
They're very immature, but they use the words of the mature.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
难道我们主复活以后，他不会说 Hallelujah 吗
？That after our Lord resurrected, would he not be able to say Hallelujah？
难道保罗不会用 Hallelujah 这个字吗
？That Paul did not know this word Hallelujah？
一个认识主的人就知道。
But one who knows the Lord，
只有一个最深的人。
Only one who is deep in the Lord，
这个在主恩典中长进的人。
That he grows in the grace of the Lord，
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
他说 Hallelujah 的时候
，and when he says Hallelujah，
你知道对了。
You know that is right.
不光声音是对的
，not only the sound is right，
那个灵也是对的
，but the spirit is also right.
你里里外外，这个人就是 Hallelujah。
And from within and without， this person is Hallelujah。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
感谢主
，thank the Lord。
将来我们到新天新地
，that in the future when we're in new heaven，
那个 Hallelujah 的声音
，and the sound of Hallelujah，
里外全部都是对的。
It is all right from within and without。
我们真是感谢主
，we truly thank the Lord。
这就是四天地。
And this is Psalms, brothers and
sisters. 你明白吗？
Do you understand?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个就是用五卷的摩西五经来照亮整本的诗篇。
And this uses the Pentateuch of Moses to shed light on the entire book of Psalms.
那么今天早晨我们要进一步。
And today we'll go a step further.
因为旧约都是图画。
And because it is all paintings in the Old Testament.
你用图画来解释图画。
And when you use a picture to describe a picture.
我们有一点担心。
Then we are worried.
神的图画没有错。
And it's not that God's picture is wrong.
但是我们读神图画的人，我们会读错。
But when we read into the picture of God, we may err.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
你要明白说，
you must understand
这些旧约里面的图画，
that all these pictures in the Old Testament
都是根据新约里面所给我们看见的真理。
It is according to the truth which the New Testament shows us.
在新约里面是文字的叙述。
And it is the number of times in the Old Testament.
是文字的叙述。
It is the number of words.
They are statements.
It is statements in the Old Testament.
In words.
In words.
但是现在到了旧约的时候。
In New Testament, but now in the Old Testament.
他们是 pictures, 他们是图画。
It, they are pictures.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们是看着图来认识这个字。
So we look at the picture to understand these words.
所以这个图画不可能在这个字的外面。
So these pictures cannot be outside of the word.
因着这个缘故，
and because of this reason,
我们还得到新约里面去。
We must go into New Testament.
因为特别在新约，神把他的话放在一个非常严谨的根基上面。
And because in the New Testament, God puts it on a very solid foundation.
所以感谢主，
so thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
如果光是用摩西五经来解释诗篇，
and if we just only use the Pentateuch of Moses,
我们已得到许多的帮助。
We have already obtained much help.
但是我们巴不得能知道这些帮助是确定的。
But we desire so much more that these help is for sure.
这些功课是真实的。
That these lessons are true.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Brothers and sisters,
就好像那个奥秘派的弟兄姊妹一样。
Just like the mystics.
他们给我们一些属灵的经历。
They give us many spiritual experiences.
根据他们的经历，他们告诉我们有些哪些经历。
And according to those experiences, they tell us what they are.
如果光这样是非常危险的。
And just according to this, it's very dangerous.
那个经历是非常的宝贝。
That those experiences are very precious.
但是如果你不用圣经的光来过滤的话，弟兄姊妹，有许多的这经历是圣经里没有的。
But if you don't use the light of the Bible to filter those, then those experiences are not recorded in the Bible.
如果你这样来读诗篇的话，
and if you just read Psalms in this
way, 你也能够，因为诗篇是经历的诗篇。
And because Psalms is a psalm of experience,
你也能够有一些经历。
You have some of those experiences.
也许有一些经历不是圣经里面的。
But some experiences are not recorded in the Bible.
像盖恩夫人就是个例子。
Just like Madam Bian is an example.
她给我们许多的帮助.
She gave us much help.
她让我们明白什么叫做十字架的拣选.
And she lets us know what is choosing the cross.
但是弟兄姊妹,
the brothers and sisters.
在她的东西里面有金子, 也有沙子.
In her work there is gold and sand.
我们要金子, 我们不要沙子.
We want the gold but not the sand.
所以她告诉我们说,
so she tells us.
她为着要受苦的缘故,
that because she wants to suffer.
她在她的鞋子里面特别放了很多的石头.
That in her sandals, she put a lot of rocks.
所以走路的时候她非常的痛苦.
So it is a suffering for us to walk.
她这样我就背起十字架.
And she said, by doing this, I bear the cross.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是人工的十字架.
And this is the work of the cross, artificial work of the
cross. 所以我们叫这不是圣经里的东西.
We know this is not recorded in the Bible.
甘于不愿能帮助我们.
Madam Dion can help us.
她身上有金子有沙子.
And upon her there is gold and sand.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
当你用神的话来过滤的时候,
when you use the word of God to filter it,
现在你慢慢 就能够被放在一个很稳固的根基上。
Gradually you can be placed on a very solid foundation.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。 我们读过了诗篇。
After we read Psalm,
我们也看见摩西五经怎样照亮整本的诗篇。
And we see how the penitude of Moses sheds light on the entire book of Psalm.
现在我们从旧约里新约里面。
Now from the New Testament,
有没有神明确的话？
Are there words from God?
我不是说旧约不明确,
I'm not saying that the words in the Old Testament are not sure.
神明确地用图画给我们。
That God gives us a sure picture.
在新约神是用明确地用字句给我们。
And that in the New Testament, God gives us clearly words and statements.
神的话是没有转动的影儿。
And there are no turning of shadow with
you. 但是我们这个人不行。
But we are not okay.
所以明白吗?
So do you understand?
我们这个人不清楚。
That we're not clear.
所以我们先把神的话听清楚了。
So first, let us hear the word of God clearly.
一个清楚了,
and clearly one word at a time.
我们再回到旧约,
and then we go to the Old Testament.
现在你就得到保护了,
and now you're protected.
所以弟兄姊妹,
now brothers and sisters,
这个在神没有难处,
there's no difficulty with God.
旧约新约都是一样的,
it is the same in the Old and New Testament.
但是我们这个败坏的人,
but because we are in corrupt,
我们常常用我们堕落的思想来读主的话,
and we use our mind which has fallen to read the word of God.
所以我们需要回到新约,
so we must go back to the New Testament to let the word of God to renew our mind.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, there we can also find a tunnel.
那个隧道就能够把诗篇和新约的某一部分把它连起来了。
And that tunnel can connect some and a part of the New Testament.
我想我们已经讲过,
and we have already mentioned it.
那个暗示从哪里来的呢?
And where is that hint from?
很简单,
very simply.
因为当你比较旧约跟新约的时候,
that when you compare the Old and New Testament,
摩西五经 跟四福音相对,
but the penitentiary of Moses is in comparison in correspondence to the four gospels.
历史书跟使徒行传相对,
that Acts is in correspondence to the books of history.
先知书和预言和启示录相对,
and the prophetic books is in correspondence to Revelation.
然后我们说过剩下的就很简单了,
and we say what is left is very simple.
那就是五卷的智慧书和书信相对,
and it is the five wisdom books to the other five epistles. It is to the epistles.
那么这个书信有保罗的书信,
and these are epistles of Paul,
有彼得的书信,
epistles of Peter,
约翰的书信,
epistles of John,
雅各的书信,
epistles of James,
希伯来的书信,
and Hebrews.
所以弟兄姊妹你看也是五类的,
so brothers and sisters, you see it's five books.
那你如果仔细读圣经的话,
and when you read the Bible carefully,
你看见彼得书信和约伯记是遥遥相对,
that the epistles of Peter is in correspondence to Job.
然后你看见说雅各的书信和箴言是相对的,
that the epistles of James is in correspondence with Proverbs.
约翰的书信和歌中之歌是相对的,
and the Song of Songs is in correspondence to the epistles of John.
希伯来书和传道书是相对的,
and the Hebrew book is also in correspondence with Ecclesiastes.
你必须去仔细去读它的内容,
and you must carefully read the content.
然后你就看见他们对应的地方,
and then you see, you can see the correspondence.
那剩下的非常的简单,
and very simply, what is left, brothers and
sisters? 那就是说诗篇应该是和保罗的书信是相对的,
that a psalm is in symmetry with the epistles of Paul.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
我们怎么看得出来?
How can we see this?
我们需要到神自己的话里面。
We must return to the word of God.
保罗一共写了13封的书信,
and Paul has wrote 13 epistles.
最早的时候他是写帖撒罗尼迦前后书,
and first he wrote 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
过了几年以后,
and after a few years,
他写哥林多前后书还有罗马书信罗马书还有加拉太书,
and then he wrote 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Romans, and Galatians.
再过几年,
and after a few more years,
那么他就给了我们, 这个监狱的四封书信,
he gave us the four letters when he was in prison.
以弗所书, 哥罗西书, 腓利门书和腓利比书,
and that is the epistle of Ephesians and Colossians and Philemon
and
Philippians.
所以最后三本启示书
and after the last three three books
那有提摩太前书、提多书、提摩太后书
and that's 1st, 2nd Timothy and the book of Titus
很稀奇的
and very wonderful brothers and sisters
这个保罗属灵的一生啊可以一共大概是33年
that the spiritual life of Paul is about 33 years
你大概可以把它翻作三段11年11年又11年
and you can break down to three parts 11, 11 and 11 years
就在第二个阶段的中间的时候
and in the middle of that second 11
Years,
Is it possible for us to find a tunnel here to let us connect these two groups?
当然，我们知道全本圣经和保罗书信都是通的。
Of course, we say the entire book of the Bible has a tunnel through the entire book of the Bible.
你也需要用整本的圣经来解释诗篇。
And if you use the entire Bible to explain Psalm,
用整本的诗篇来解释保罗的书信。
And to use Psalm to explain the epistles of Paul.
但是他们这两卷。 这两部分应该有特别的共同点，能够叫他们通起来的。But
there are two groups in these two groups. There are same points that connect them.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
这就是今天早晨我们所要明白的。
And this is what we want to come to understand this.
我们有没有可能从保罗的书信来看整个的诗篇
？Is it possible for us from the epistles of Paul to look at the entire book of Psalms？
我们已经在摩西的五经的照亮底下，我们看见了诗篇。And
under the light of the Pentateuch of Moses, we have seen Psalms.
现在让我们从
And now under the light of the epistles of Paul, let us look also into the book of Psalms. Now we must ask, what do the epistles of Paul talk about? This is very important. And then when we look into for that tunnel in the Bible, and then the words of God will enlighten us.
跟首先弟兄姊妹,
so firstly, brothers and sisters,
如果你把保罗的书信都读过了,
if we have read through the entire book of Paul, and I'm sure many of brothers and sisters are under much grace.
我相信你们是受到最好的教导,
that you have been taught by the very best.
特别在神的话语上, 你们感谢主, 主给你们特别的恩典,
thank the Lord that especially on the word of God, He gave us extra grace.
我想保罗书信对很多人都非常熟悉了,
that we are very familiar with the epistles of Paul. But today I must test you.
问你不要紧张,
do not be anxious. I will not call you one by one. You can answer in your heart.
如果你闭起眼睛来默想整个的保罗书信,
and if you close your eyes and meditate on the entire epistles of Paul,
你问一个问题,
then you ask one question.
到底保罗书信中心的信息是什么?
In fact, what is the central theme of the message in the epistles of Paul?
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
就是这样说,
in other words,
你有没有可能用几个字?
Can you just use a few words
就能把整个的保罗书信把它提起来
to uproot the entire epistles of Paul?
你知道这是很不容易的。
This is not very easy.
你晓得真正的神学。
You must know that in the theology,
我现在不是讲那个新神学。
I'm not talking about new theology.
我也不讲普通传统的神学。
I'm not talking about the original theology.
我讲那些真是根据圣经明白神学的。
But those who follow the Bible and understand theology,
他们真正明白神学的。
That they truly understand theology.
他们要问说,
they must ask.
或者说合乎圣经的神学,
or they say that what is according to the Bible, the theology that's according to the Bible.
你如果真的要读神学的话,
and if you are to go and study theology,
你知道最难的是什么吗?
What is most difficult?
那这就是所有真正的神学家,
and that is those truly theologists,
他们一定一直要找的问题。
And this is the question they always seek after. And what is the central theme of the epistles of Paul?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
为什么我们在座的弟兄姊妹,
for the sake of brothers and
sisters,
we just put aside the word theology. We know that it contains the truth of the gospel. And Paul has given us that truth. And now we must ask,
保罗所传的福音,
what's the gospel that Paul preaches? Where is the focal point? Where is the central theme?
你能不能给我几句话?
Can you just give me a few words? And to contain and uproot the central theme of the epistles of Paul. This is not the thinking of Paul. But this is the mind that the Spirit gives Paul.
So,
brothers and sisters, do you understand? Now we must ask that indeed in the epistles of Paul, what is that central thought?
代表神的思想,
that represents the thought of God.
天上的思想,
the thought of heaven. And this is not the theology of Paul. This is the truth of the gospel. And what is the central point of this gospel?
神那个中心点在哪,
and where is that central revelation?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们能不能用几句简单的话?
Can we use some simple words? And we find that.
你知道吗?
Do you know?
使伯克弟兄能给我们帮助?
Brother Sparks can give us help. And very big point. He indeed touched upon the revelation of the Bible. Not only did he touch the revelation of the Bible, but after he finished reading the epistles of Paul, he can find the thought of God. He can find the central thought of God. And he knows the revelation that God gave Paul, where that center is. Thank the Lord. And God especially gives us these people. So we must thank the Lord for Austin Fox.
他讲道的时候,
and when he preaches,
他假定你们都明白圣经,
he assumes that you understand the Bible. Not like Campbell Morgan, he explains bit by bit to you.
他是Campbell Morgan的学生,
he is the student of Campbell Morgan. And before the foot of Campbell Morgan, he learned much. But he took a step further than Campbell Morgan.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, now when he was reading the word of God,
他问一个问题,
he asked one question. What is that major revelation in the center of God's revelation? Can you use a few words to say that?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see?
这是非常非常重要的,
this is extremely important.
如果我们读圣经,
that when we read the Bible, we cannot get grasp the central theme of God, then we cannot understand the will of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
许多人读圣经,
that many who read the Bible, God brings them to a point. Now God is not explaining verse by verse. It's not to be raptured before or after. But it is the central theme of God's revelation. So brothers and sisters, now I must ask brothers and sisters, not only ask you, we can ask all those who truly study theology, that after you finish reading the epistles of Paul,
你能不能找到几句话?
Can you find a few words?
把保罗的书信把它提纲挈领的把它提起来,
to contain and uproot all the words of Paul.
你说这就概括了整个保罗书信里面所写的,
and this contains all that is written in the epistles of Paul.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
在教会历史里面,
that in the history of the church,
有许多的尝试,
that there are many attempts.
我们知道, 我举个简单例子,
and I'll give you an easy example.
许多今天读保罗书信的人,
that many who read the epistles of Paul today,
特别如果你是路德会的,
especially if you are Lutheran,
那么我想很多人会有这样的感觉,
and many might feel this way.
那么整本的保罗书信讲什么呢?
What is the entire epistles of Paul talking about?
保罗福音最中心在哪里呢?
And what is the gospel of Paul in the center is?
他们要告诉你说是因信称义,
and they tell you it's justification by faith.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
意思就是说,
and the meaning is,
你用这几个字就可以把保罗这个书信把它提出来。
Now using these words, you can uproot the entire epistles of Paul.
你知道不止 因为这个缘故
and not only for this reason,
很多的神学家
but many theologists,
他们就接受了这个思想
and they accept this thought,
所以特别是在福音派的弟兄姊妹中间
so especially in the gospel brothers and sisters,
他们觉得这个是最重要的
they see that this is the most important,
这就是最重要的
and it's most important to be saved,
上天堂是最重要的
it's most important to be in heaven,
因信称义是最重要的
justification by faith is most important,
当神面前得这个地位是最重要的
to gain a position before God is most important,
那你亲爱的弟兄姊妹
but dear brothers and sisters,
现在不一定是我们这一班弟兄姊妹
but it's not only these brothers and sisters,
就是那些真的读圣经的人
but those who
结果你发现
then you discover
因信称义不过是救恩的一环
that it is only a part of salvation justification by faith
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters
你看见在保罗的书信里不只告诉我们因信称义
that in the epistles of Paul not only tells us justification by faith
也告诉我们因信成圣
but just sanctification by faith as well
也告诉我们因信得荣
And because of our faith, we'll be glorified.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
你看见吗 Justification by faith.
Justification by faith.
Sanctification by faith.
Sanctification by faith.
Glorification by faith.
And also glorification by faith.
你看见这都是救恩里面的
So brothers and sisters, this is all contained in the salvation.
你不光是入门
Not only do you enter the gate.
弟兄姊妹你今天不能光是靠着圣灵入门
Now you cannot just enter the gate by the Holy Spirit.
你要靠着圣灵来成全
By the Holy Spirit, you must be perfected.
所以保罗不止告诉我们我们要生下来
so Paul not only tells we were born
这就是很重要的
it's very important to be saved
生下来是很要紧的
it's very important to be born
但是生下来还要长大
but after you're born you must still grow
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters
今天你不可能只用 certification by faith 就概括了保罗整个的福音的中心
so today you cannot just use justification by faith to contain all the epistles of Paul
那么弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters
那么到底那个中心是什么呢
indeed where is that central theme
到了今年这个世纪年世纪初的时候
and at the very beginning of the century
在德国神兴起了一位弟兄
that in Germany got raised up a brother
他的名叫 Daisman 他是柏林大学的一个教授
and he was a professor in a university his name was Dais
他很会读圣经
and he knew how to read the Bible well
感谢主
thank the Lord
他把许多的时间就花在保罗的书信
and he used much time in the epistles of Paul
他在神面前找
And before God, he was searching.
他巴不得能够找到那个最中肯的话来解释保罗。
And he desired to search for those words to explain the whole life of Paul.
因为他懂得希腊文。
Because he knows Greek.
他读保罗书信的时候。
And when he reads the epistles of Paul.
有几句话一直在他里面过不去。
And there are few words that grasp him regarding the words of Paul.
比方说保罗常常讲在基督里。在基督里，在基督里。
That for instance, Paul says, "In Christ, in Christ, and in Christ."
而且保罗也说，基督在我们里面。
And Paul also says that Christ is in us.
保罗对哥罗西的人说，基督在你们里面是荣耀的盼望。
That Paul says to the Colossians that Christ in you is glory.
保罗说，现在活着的不再是我，现在活着不再是我。
That is no longer I who lives.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ who lives in me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
稀奇的很。
It is very amazing.
马丁路德读圣经的时候
Martin Luther when he read the Bible.
他说他是爱我为我舍己。
That he loved me, that he sacrificed himself for me.
He died for me.
That he died for me.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
有人告诉我们说
Some tell us.
马丁路德给我们看见因信称义
That Martin Luther let us see justification by faith.
他读到圣经里他爱我他为我而死
When he read the Bible, he loved me. He died for me.
He died for me.
He died for me.
He died as me.
He died as me.
好像我一样
Just as me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是救恩了
This is salvation.
这就是因信称义了
This is justification by faith.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
你要明白
You must understand salvation.
那个 for 那个字很重要。
That word for is very important.
那个 as 那个字很重要。
That word as is very important.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
你如果读希腊文的话
when you read Greek,
你才发现说
you must discover
原来圣经里最重要的真理
that what's most important truth about the Bible
就在很简单的字里面
in those simple words
这是马丁路德的发现
and this is the discovery of Martin Luther
感谢主
thank the Lord
主把因信称义的真理给了我们
he gave us the truth of justification by faith
就在这个世纪初的时候
and at the very beginning of the century
这个 Daisman 教授
this Professor Daisman
当他读圣经的时候
when he read the Bible
主开他的眼睛
God opened up his eyes
他发现这个字很特别
he saw this word was very special
这个字只有保罗这样用的
and only
only Paul uses this word this way. No one used this word this way. And only Paul used it this way. This is the special point of Paul. So then you can find the central theme of Paul by this word. So very hard to find the central theme of Paul by this word. So very he toiled when he read the word of God. And there was no computer at that time. And he was in heart.
结果呢，他就到希腊文圣经里面，他去找在基督里和基督在我们里。
So he went to the Greek and he saw in Christ and he found Christ in us.
然后他发现,
and then he discovered.
保罗说的在基督里，在主里，一共用了164次。
That he found it was used 164 times in the Lord in Christ.
现在他里面眼睛明亮。
Now his lights were enlightened.
他看见说在基督里。
He saw that in Christ.
基督在保罗里。
That Christ was in Paul.
这个应该是保罗信息的中心。
And this is the central thought of the epistles of Paul.
别人没有这样用的。
No one ever used this.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
你有没有听见一个人说,
Have you ever heard someone say,
我在华盛顿里。
I'm in Washington.
我在孙中山先生里。
I'm in Dr. Sun Yat-sen.
你是一个很忠实的国民党员, 你不会这样讲的。
And if you are in the Republic, if you are if you are a faithful Communist Party, you will
no,
not
no, no, 国民党, 国民党。
If you're faithful in the Kuomintang Party, then you will not say this.
So, dear
brothers and sisters, do you see this?
只有保罗说在基督里。
Only Paul says in Christ.
基督是个历史的人物。
That Christ is a historical figure.
就好像历史上许多的人物一样。
Just like many figures are in history.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
My dear brothers and sisters,
非常的稀奇。
Very amazing.
今天你不能说在孔子里。
That today you cannot say you're in Confucius.
你不能说在孟子里。
You cannot say that you're in 孟子。
你不能说在爱因斯坦里。
And you cannot say that you're in Einstein.
圣经里有一个荣耀的思想。
That there's a glorious thought in the Bible.
在基督里。
That it is in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是保罗的发现。
This is the discovery of Paul.
这是保罗所得到的启示。
And that's what a revelation he has gained.
哦，感谢主。
Oh, thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
现在基督在保罗在基督里。
That Paul is in Christ.
基督也在保罗里。
And this is the secret of Paul.
他说我活着就是基督。
He said to live is Christ.
这是保罗的秘诀。
And this is the secret of Paul.
保罗为什么会活着？
And why can Paul live?
我问弟兄姊妹。
I ask brothers and sisters.
今天你们怎么会活在这？
How can you live today?
我们周围都是空气，对不对？
We have air all over us.
我们在空气里。
And we're in air.
所以我们就活了。
So we are alive.
但还不止如此。
But not only so.
空气在我们里。
But air is also in us.
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
如果你脑子里没有
If there's no oxygen in your brain,
医生就说,
then the doctor would proclaim that brain to be dead.
你就没办法活了,
then you cannot be alive. So when oxygen is in your brain,
空气也在你的肺里,
and oxygen is in your lungs,
空气在你的血管里,
it is in your blood.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在明白吗?
Now do you understand?
我们今天在空气里,
that we're in oxygen,
空气也在我们里面,
oxygen also is in us.
现在保罗给我们,
now Paul lets us see,
我们在基督里,
that we are in Christ,
基督也在我们里面,
Christ is also in us.
所以现在保罗和基督就有荣耀的交通了。
So brothers and sisters, now Paul has glorious fellowship with Christ.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我告诉弟兄姊妹。
I tell you, brothers and sisters,
这是20世纪非常重要的发现。That
this is a great revelation in the 20th century.
Austin Sparking 就骑在这位弟兄的肩膀上。
And brothers, Austin Spark rode on the wings of this brother.
他写另外一本书叫做《在基督里》。He
wrote another book that in Christ.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他看得更远了。He
saw even deeper.
他看得更透了。He
saw even more thorough.
所以严格说来,
so to be serious,
100年所谓的保罗的神学,
that this 100 years of Paul's theology,
so-called Pauline theology,
Pauline theology,
严格说来很受这个弟兄的影响。
To be serious, it is affected by this brother.
那是一个革命性的东西。
That is like a revolution.
当然了,
of course,
这里面也有很多的争执。
There are many disputes.
也有人不是完全的赞成。
Some do not agree totally.
为什么不是完全的赞成?
And why do they not agree completely?
因为你仔细地来读。
Because if you read carefully,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
Desmond弟兄已经看得很清楚了。
Brother Desmond saw very clearly.
但是还不是全部。
But it's not complete.
还不是启示的全部。
It is not the complete revelation.
你知道Desmond怎么讲呢?
You know what Desmond said?
他不是讲因信称义。
He said not justification by faith.
他找了一个名词。
He found a term.
这个是很好的名词。
And it's a very good term.
就是与基督联合。
And it's to be in union with Christ.
那union with Christ 应该就是保罗信息的中心。
And this is the central theme of the message of Paul in union with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这位弟兄实在已经很靠近，很靠近。
Brothers and sisters, this brother is very close.
你好像不能够再靠近了。
You cannot be any closer.
因为他讲了与主基督的交通嘛。
Because he says the fellowship of Christ.
不过很不小心的是。
But uncarefully.
这个弟兄啊，多多少少和奥秘派的经历连在一起。
That this brother was connected with the experiences of the mystics.
特别讲到与主的交通。
Especially the fellowship of Christ.
所以他所讲的 union with Christ.
So the union with Christ he talks about.
没有圣经所讲的那么大。
It's not as great as what is mentioned in the Bible.
如果你能讲圣经里面所讲的那么大的话，
it is as grand as what is mentioned in the Bible.
那么他的发现是完全正确的。
Then his discovery is correct, totally.
弟兄姊妹明白吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
我们相信与基督交通，
we believe fellowship with Christ,
与基督联合，
to be in union with Christ,
是整个保罗信息的中心。
This is the central thought of the entire message of Paul.
不过这位弟兄所讲的，
but this brother talks about,
是很狭窄的一部分。
It's very narrow.
不是圣经里面所说那么大。
It's not as grand as what's mentioned in the Bible.
难怪有的人就表示不同的意思。
So that's why some do not totally agree.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这就证明不是完全的。
And this proves that it's not complete.
这就证明说我们弟兄所看见的也不过是一部分。
That this proves what our brother saw is only a portion of it.
那么弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
到底用什么几个字，怎么样能够把神的话把它提起来呢？
In fact, which few words can we use to uproot all the words of God?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我想最好的一个秘诀。
Great secret is,
就是我们用保罗自己的话。
We use Paul's own words.
神把这些话给了保罗。
And Paul, God has given Paul these words.
神把这个启示给了保罗。
And God has revealed this to Paul.
现在我们让保罗告诉我们。
And now let Paul tell us.
到底他在那里传福音。
That when he was preaching the gospel,
他把保罗的福音，他把他的福音告诉了我们。
And when he told us his gospel,
他怎么形容这些东西？
And how did he describe these matters?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
没有一个人解释保罗比保罗自己更准确。
No one describes Paul as accurately as Paul himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
现在我们需要找到那句话。
Now we must find those words.
你知道那句话保罗在什么时候说的？
And you know when did Paul say those words?
我在这里为了年轻人，我不能不多说一点。
And for the sake of the youth, I must speak even more.
我问弟兄姊妹，
I ask brothers,
保罗传福音传了很多，对不对？
That Paul preached the gospel much.
但是我要问大家，
but I must ask everyone.
他第一篇的讲台，
and the first preach a message he preached.
他第一篇的信息，
and the first message.
是什么时候讲？
When did he speak?
很稀奇。
Very wonderful.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道。
I'm sure brothers and sisters know.
保罗不是有三次的布道吗？环游布道吗？
That he went on missionary three times.
他第一次布道的时候，
and the first one.
他经过了居比路，
and he went through
Cyprus.
然
后呢，从土耳其一个地方叫亚大利就登陆了。
And then from Turkey, he went on land from Italy.
你知道保罗的习惯啊？
And you know the habit of Paul.
他向来找人多的地方传福音。
That he preached gospel where there are many multitudes.
但是很稀奇。
But very amazingly,
保罗登陆了以后，
that after he was on land,
这个马可跟着他旁边。
Mark was beside him.
结果他好像没有停留在港口。
That he did not just remain at the harbor.
他结果到了一个地方叫做别加。
And he went to
一个地方 Perkins.
He went to Perkins.
然后保罗、巴拿巴这个马可都到了那个地方。
And Barnabas and Mark also went there.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
稀奇的很。
Very amazingly.
这个保罗的心目中啊，有一个很高的地方。
That Paul in his heart has a very high place.
有多高呢？
How high is it?
有五千英尺那么高。
It is 5,000 feet high.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters,
这个土耳其啊，是全世界可以说平均高度最高的地方。
That in average, the height in Turkey is the most high point in the world.
现在保罗要找到全世界最高的地方。
And now Paul wants to find the most high place in the world.
在那里，他要把第一篇的信息告诉全世界。
And there he wants to tell his first message to the entire world.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看见他在亚大利没有讲这一篇第一篇的信息。
Now that you see that he did not speak this message in Italy.
在别家他也没有这样讲。
And in Perkins, he did not say this.
他一定要到比西底的安提亚。
That he must go to Antioch in Pisidian.
那 Pisidia, 好 Pisidia, 那是另外一个安提亚，不是叙利亚的安提亚。
And that is not the Antioch in Syria.
他一定要到那个高山去。
And he must go to the high mountain.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
如果你到了别家，打听打听怎么到比西底安提亚。
But if you ask Perkins, how do you go to Antioch in Pisidia?
你再也不要去了。
You do not go there anymore.
一直到今天。
until today,
从别家到比西里安提亚,
from Perga to Antioch of Pisidon,
都没有一条好路, 都没有一条柏油路的,
that there is not a smooth road there.
那在保罗那个时候,
and at Paul's time,
那条路是非常危险的,
that it was very dangerous on that path.
你记得他说江河的危险,
he said it was danger of the water.
你记得他说盗贼的危险, 强盗的危险,
there are robbers and thieves on the way.
他就是指着这一段路来说的,
and through this path he was speaking.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and
sisters, 这是非常危险的路,
it's a very dangerous path.
保罗要去,
Paul wants to go.
他到最高的地方,
he wants to go most high place.
那是世界最高的一个讲台,
and that's the highest place, the highest pulpit.
他要把他第一篇的信息,
and he wants to preach his first message.
神所启示给他的,
what God has revealed to him.
他要告诉全世界,
he wants to tell the entire world.
哦, 亲爱的弟兄,
oh, dear brothers and sisters.
亚各, 这个马可不大懂得他的心,
Mark did not understand his heart.
但他一定要到那里去,
but when Paul must go there,
因为有些重要的话要说,
and because he has important words to say,
有一些中心的话要说,
he has some special thoughts to say.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
那么保罗跟巴拿巴就往那里走了。
Paul and Barnabas went there.
你不要以为走很简单啊。
Do you not think it's simple to go there?
你从那里走到比西底安提亚。
When you go there to Antioch of Pisidia,
就等于从以色列的南端走到以色列的北端啊。
It is just like going from Israel south to the north.
为什么要那么辛苦呢？
And why is it so, they have to be so much difficulty?
后来你知道马可啊，受不了了。
You know that Mark could not stand it.
马可起头很兴奋啊。
And at the first he was much excited.
能够跟保罗一同旅行多么好。
And he can go travel with Paul.
我只要替他拿他皮包就行了。
I just can carry his luggage and I'll be fine.
你看看他觉得保罗能传福音跟他去多好呢。
And he felt so well to go preach the gospel with
Paul. 结果听说他要到比西底亚安提亚去。
But when he heard he must go to Antioch of Pisidia,
中间有强盗的危险。
And there are dangers of the thieves
of water. 有江河的危险。
And dangers of the water.
那边很危险的。
And it's very dangerous there.
因为平常河床是干的。
Because at the beginning it was dry.
The river
stands dry.
River very dry.但是等到暴风雨来的时候
but when the flood comes and the rain comes,
根本不通知你的
it will not tell you,
不事先打电话给你
it will not give you a phone call,
然后洪水就来了
and then the floods raise,
然后他们就像摩西所说的我们便如水冲去
and just like Moses said they are washed away like the flood, with the flood.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
这是非常非常危险的
this is extremely dangerous.
何苦呢
and why?
到处都可以传福音
they can preach the gospel anywhere.
现在到那么远的地方去传福音
why must they go so far to preach the gospel?
所以你叫马可看不对啊
you know Mark was not right.
他是享受享受
And he was enjoying himself.
现在他说我要妈妈，我就回去。
Now I want my mother. I just go home.
所以弟兄姊妹，他就溜回去了。
So he fled home.
那难怪后来保罗很生气啊。
And that's why Paul was very angry.
再出发的时候就不带他了。
And when he left again, he did not bring Mark along.
但是你知道，这个巴拿巴是个好人。
But brothers and sisters, Barnabas was a good man.
他实在是个心地大的一个人。
He was very compassionate.
他觉得应该给马可更多的机会。
He said, "Give Mark another chance."
给他第二个机会。
Give him a second chance.
保罗说不不不。
Paul said, "No, no, no."
这样的人临阵脱逃啊
This person, he flees when it's in danger.
你知道从前呢、啊、如果临阵脱逃正前要枪毙的
Now you would be executed if you fled in danger.
保罗已经好得很多了
And Paul was very well.
他这样的人永不录用
He would not use him again.
所以保罗好像是对的
And so Paul seemed right.
弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters.
保罗在这一点上错了
But on this point, Paul was wrong.
到最后
At the very end.
他写提摩太后书
When he wrote 2 Timothy.
他说把马可带来
He said, bring Mark.
他在传道的事上与我有帮助。
That he can help me on my preaching.
他不是说他替我拿他皮包对我有帮助。
That he did not help me with my luggage. That he can help me.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
Barnabas 是对的。
Barnabas was right.
Barnabas 受了许多人的误会。
Barnabas was misunderstood.
但是巴拿巴是对的。
But Barnabas was right.
巴拿巴的心像主的心那么大。
His heart was as great as our Lord's heart.
结果主得着了马可。
And at the very end, the Lord gained Mark.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
最后连保罗都需要马可。
Even at the very end, even Paul needed Mark.
保罗不能没有马可。
And Paul cannot go without Mark.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
从这件事情上
from this matter,
你看见保罗也会错是不是
we can see that Paul can also
work. 保罗从某一点上是对的
and from few points he can be right.
但实在他是错了
but in fact he is wrong.
他看错了
he saw wrong.
他以为这个人永不录用
he said, I cannot use this man any longer. Brothers and sisters,
主就用这样的人
and Paul uses these individuals.
叫保罗完全跌破眼镜
and to let Paul's glasses fall.
他所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
在这里你就看见说
Here you can see,
主实在是恩待保罗
that God had grace upon Paul.
弟兄姊妹你明白吗
so you understand, 这
是马可溜回家以后
that when Mark fled home,
所以保罗说不要再用他了
Paul said I would no longer use him.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
那结果是怎么样
what is the result?
结果保罗跟巴拿巴继续往前
you saw Paul and Barnabas went forth.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
在比西里的安提亚
in Antioch of Pisidia,
保罗就给了他第一篇的信息
Paul preached his first message
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
在第一篇的信息里面
in his first message,
你才明白过来
then you understand,
他为什么不远千里、走到偏走到千山万水去去去传福音。
Now he goes thousands of miles over rivers and mountains to preach the gospel.
因为他听见了主的命令。
Because he heard the command of God.
主说要从撒玛要从耶路撒冷到撒玛利亚，直传福音到地极。
And the Lord told him to spread the gospel from Jerusalem to Samaria to the ends of the world.
这一句话是属于对十二个门徒说。
And this was said to the 12 disciples.
或者说十一个门徒说。
Or 11 disciples.
但是保罗听见了。
But Paul heard this.
他也是主的门徒。
And he is also a disciple of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你读那一篇信息，
when you read that message,
你知道保罗出去是有话的。
You know that he went forth with words.
保罗虽然没有计划。
And even though he did not have a plan.
因为主的心要到地极。
Because the heart of God is to the ends of the world.
所以他的心也要到地极。
So his heart is also to answer the word.
虽然他身上是有刺。
And so even though he had thorns on his side.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
靠着主的恩典。
According to the grace of God.
他把福音送到全地。
That he would send the gospel to the ends of the world.
但是不止如此。
So not only this.
在那里他告诉我们。
There he tells us.
他传福音的时候。
That when he preached the gospel.
那个福音的内容是什么。
What is the content of that gospel?
那个福音中心的启示是什么。
And what is the central revelation of the gospel?
就是在那篇信息给我们。
And in that message he gives us.
所以我一同来看那句话。
So let us look those words.
那个就是使徒行传。
And that is in the book of Acts.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
我们特别注意了。
Let us pay attention.
这是保罗自己说的话。
This is what Paul said himself.
弟兄们。
Brothers.
亚伯拉罕的子孙和你们中间敬畏神的人啊。
Children of Abraham and you God-fearing Gentiles.
这救世的道是传给我们的。
It is to us that this message of salvation has been sent.
那这里讲的道。
And here it says message.
讲到信息。
Message.
那上面说救世的道。
And this is message of salvation.
在希腊原文。
And in the original Greek.
是救恩的道。
And this is the word of salvation.
这里没有世界这个字。
And there's no word containing world.
主耶稣从来做救主，不做救世主的。
And he is the savior man, not savior of the world.
所以保罗说，这救恩的道是传给我们的。
And it is to us that this message of salvation has been sent.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters,
保罗现在讲道。
Paul is preaching now.
保罗后来也讲道。
At the end, he is still preaching.
保罗在他的书信里面讲了许多的道。
And he has had many messages in his epistles.
这个道有一个中心。
And there is a central thought in these messages.
他说是救恩的。
It is the message of salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
有人恐怕很失望啊。
Many would be discouraged.
你听了半天了，原来保罗最中心的信息是讲到救恩。
That for half a day you have heard, but the central theme of Paul is salvation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是保罗自己的话。
This is Paul's own words.
所以现在弟兄姊妹你明白了。
So now, brothers and sisters, you understand.
如果你要一句话，
if you want one word,
特别是保罗自己的话，
especially Paul's own words,
把保罗的一生的信息把它归纳在一起，
to conclude all the words of Paul in his life,
那就是救恩。
And that is salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你能够用救恩这句话，
if you can use this word salvation,
把保罗书信的信息都把它提起来了，
to bring up and uproot all the words of Paul,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你不要失望太快了，
do not be discouraged so quickly.
在保罗的感觉里面，
but in the feeling of Paul,
他所认识的救恩，
the salvation which he knew,
比你我所认识大得多，
is much greater and grand than the one you understand and I understand.
救恩本来就是大，
the salvation itself is grand.
但是我们的眼光太短小，
but we're so short-sighted.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果你读保罗的书信，
if you read the epistles of Paul,
我常常喜欢另外一个弟兄说的话。
I like this word of the other brother.
有一个弟兄叫做 Lightfoot,
and this brother named Lightfoot,
他很会读圣经。
He really knew how to read the Bible.
他告诉我们说
He told us,
他说救恩啊，
that salvation
不光是包括过去，
not only includes the past,
包括现在，
the present,
也包括将来，
but also the future.
救恩是过去的一个事件，
and the salvation is the world past,
是现在的一个经历，
it is theexperience of present,
也是将来的一个盼望。
It is also our glorious hope.
你如果读保罗书信，
and if you read the epistles of Paul,
你看见保罗的确给我们看见这么大的救。
You see Paul indeed lets us see this grand salvation.
昨天得救，
and we are saved yesterday.
今天得救，
today we are saved.
明天得救，
and we are saved tomorrow.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
我们曾经得救，
we were saved prior.
今天我们经历灵魂的救恩，
and today we are, our soul is being saved.
有一天主要回来，
and one day our Lord shall return.
我们也要得救，
and we
we will also be saved.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你要记得一件事,
you must remember one thing. The salvation which Paul saw,
是过去,
it is the present, the present, and also the future.
所以在保罗书信里面,
so in the epistles of Paul,
我现在不告诉你在哪里,
I won't tell you where it is now. You go home and search.
他有一个地方说,
he says in one place,
we were saved.
We were saved. We were saved.
弟兄,
this is Paul's own words, brother.
And
another place he said,
we are being saved.
We are being saved.
我们正在被救,
we are being saved. And we are being saved.
那最后他说,
at the very end, he says,
另外一个地方呢,
at another place,
we shall be saved.
We shall be saved.
我们将要得救,
we shall be saved.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see?
我们以为说我们得救了,
we think that we have already been saved. We are going to heaven.
这个已经是过去式了,
this is the past.
我已经拿到天堂的券了,
and I have already enrolled in heaven.
所以有的人再也不来聚会了,
so no one comes to worship anymore.
他不认识救恩,
they do not understand salvation.
Paul
lets us see the salvation.
他昨天救我们,
it's not that he saved us yesterday.
他今天还有救我们,
he'll save us today.
将来还有拯救我们,
and in the future he will save us.
弟兄姊妹明白吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
拯救我们的主,
the Lord who saved us.
叫我们脱离罪的罪的审判,
not only has he saved us from judgment of sin,
他今天就拯救我们脱离罪的权势,
but he saved us from the authority of sin today,
叫我, power of
the power of sin today,
叫我们过圣洁的生活,
to let us be living holiness.
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
有一天主要回来,
one day our Lord shall return.
他要叫我们永远脱离罪的同在,
he wants us to depart eternally from sin.
你明白吗?
You understand?
罪的审判,
and the judgment of sin,
已经过去了,
it has been in the past.
罪的权势在今天,
and the power of sin is today.
罪的同在是到将来才过去的,
and the presence of sin would depart in the future.
所以主耶稣来一句过去,
so when the Lord returns, it shall pass away.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
你看见吗? 我们过去得救,
do you see we are saved in the past?
现在得救,
we are saved today.
将来得救,
and we shall be saved in the future.
我们曾经脱离罪的审判,
and we were depart from the judgment of sin.
现在我们脱离罪的, 现在我们脱离, 罪的, 罪的势力,
and today we shall be saved from the powers of sin.
将来我们要脱离罪的同在,
and today and in the future we shall be saved from the presence of sin.
神救恩是完全的,
the salvation of God is a complete one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这就是为什么读保罗书信的时候,
this is when we read the epistles of Paul,
他用一个字叫做重生,
he used this one word to be reborn.
他说我们得救的时候,
and when we are saved,
我们重生的时候,
we are reborn.
神的灵叫我们的灵活过来,
his spirit causes our spirit to be alive.
弟兄姊妹,我们得救的那个刹那,
brothers and sisters, at the point where we're saved,
你看见吗?
Do you see?
我们的灵活过来了,
our spirit became alive.
但是这个不是完全的故事,
but this is not the complete story.
这只是开始,
this is only the beginning.
那今天呢?
Now today,
你看见生命从我们的中心达到圆周,
now today, our life from the center goes to our circumference.
就好像当初的罪和死是从中心达到圆周一样,
just from the sin and death from our center went to our circumference.
我们灵活过来了,
but our spirit is alive.
现在生命在里面做王,
and the life reigns from within.
生命在里面扩散到我们的魂里面,
and it has went to our soul.
结果我们就改变成为主的形状,
now we have been transformed in the image of our Lord.
我们心思更新而变化,
and our minds are renewed.
那不止如此,
not only so,
而且我们要变成主的形状,
but we must be transformed in the shape of the Lord,
荣上加荣,
to be glorified and add on to our
glory. 这就是保罗所说的, and this is what Paul says,
to be saved of our soul,
魂的得救,
the salvation of our soul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
但是不止如此,
not only this,
今天我们虽然蒙恩得救了,
today we have been saved.
我们外里面的人一天新死一天,
the newer man is being renewed daily.
但是你不能照镜子的,
but you cannot be in the mirror.
你每天照镜子的时候,
you cannot reflect in the mirror.
你就发现我们的人是慢慢往下走的,
if you discover that we are gradually going down.
你知道人到30岁以前呢,
now before man reaches 30,
好像你坐滑滑梯是从这边上去的,
that you're going up the ladder.
但到了30岁以后啊,
after you reach 30,
结果你发现是往下滑的,
and you discover you're going down the slide, and you're sliding down quickly.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
慢慢你的脸上开始松起来,
gradually your face will loosen.
你牛奶怎么洗也洗不掉,
and no matter how much you wash with milk, you cannot wash away.
把你的皮往后拉开几次也不行,
and you go have operation and pull your skin back. No matter how much you
wash,
and where our chins would loose,
最后像火鸡一样,
and just like a turkey.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
虽然我们属灵不错,
even though we are spiritually sound,
弟兄姊妹, 主的救恩在我们身上没有果效吗?
Does not the salvation of Lord have fruit on us?
感谢主弟兄
姊妹。Brothers and sisters, thank God.
我们不是等死。
We're not waiting for death.
我们乃是等候变化。
We're waiting for transformation.
有一天我们要完全的像他。
We would be completely like him one day.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters.
我永远不会忘记。
So I will never forget.
有一个弟兄向一个神的仆人要照片。
That a brother, just like a servant of God.To take a picture.
那个照片就是神，那个神的仆人就送给他一张照片。
And the servant of God gave him a picture.
他说弟兄啊。
He said brother.
你若再忍耐几年。
If you have more patience.
你就要看见有一张照片比这个更漂亮。
Then you'll see a picture even more beautiful than this.
他就指着主回来的时候。
And he was pointing at when our Lord shall return.
他要改变像主一样。
That he shall be transfigured to be like our Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord brothers and sisters.
许多时候我们觉得青春已经过去了。
But many times we say our youth has fled.
许多时候你对着照片，从前的照片叹息。
And when you start, when you look at your pictures in the past,
哦，我能停留在三十年多好。
That I can remain 30 years ago.
我们在座每一个人都是白雪公主，每一个人都是白马王子。
That we can be Prince Charming and Snow White.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们巴不得能像昨天的婚礼一样你看新人给人印象多么好呢
That just like yesterday's wedding the new couple has given us such a great image
但你们想想看三十年以后那个新人的样子
But imagine their faces 30 years later
那个新人也变旧人了
And they have turned to old self
你们不像你们有的年轻弟兄姊妹拿着照片给他们对一对
Just let the younger ones see your picture
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
我们都做过新人
We have all become a new man
我们也都变成旧人
And we have become old
所以弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
怎么办呢
What shall we do? Thank the Lord.
我们是等候那一天。
We're waiting for that day.
我们的身体都要改变。
Our body shall be transformed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个叫什么呢
What is this called?
这叫做 transfiguration.
This is called transfiguration.
我们身体要改变。
Our body shall transform.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
过去。
The past.
这是 regeneration.
This is regeneration.
现在。
And now.
Transformation.
It is transformation.
就是改变。
It is to change.
将来。
And the future.
是 transfiguration.
It is transfiguration.
你看神的工作。
Do you see the work of God?
这是非常的完全。
Is it thoroughly complete?
这是保罗所给给我看见的救恩。
And this is what the salvation Paul lets us see.
在这个国家里面。
And in this country.
有一个很爱主的姊妹。
There's a sister who loves the Lord dearly.
她会运动。
And she loves to exercise.
结果有一天很不小心。
So one day she was not careful.
结果呢，她变成瘫痪了。
And she became paralyzed.
所以她要坐在轮椅上。
So she has to be in a wheelchair.
她就叹气。
And she sighed.
她只要听见有神医的聚会。
And she said there is a healing, a meeting of healing.
她一定要去。
So she must go there.
她真的有信心。
She has faith.
神没有医治她。
And God did not heal her.
过了几年还是没有医治她。
And after a few years, God still did not heal her.
她非常的纳闷。
And she, amen.
难非常纳闷。
Oh, she was in sorrow.
Frustrated.
She was frustrated.
她想到，难道神不能医治我吗？
She said, Can God not heal me?
有许多人得到医治，难道我不能得到医治吗？
Many have been healed. Can I not be healed?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
结果有一天，
and so one day,
她读主话的时候，
and when she read the word of God,
忽然明亮。
Her eyes were enlightened.
我们的身体是必朽坏的身体。
Our body shall go through decay.
所以我们这些虽然出熟的果子，我们仍旧叹息。
And so even though we're the first fruits, we shall still be in sorrow.
眼睛明亮过来了，弟兄姊妹，你不管你去了多少次神医的聚会，这个身体仍旧是必朽坏的身体。
This is a corrupt body.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，它里面开启了。
She was revealed.
她不再去神医聚会了。
She did not go anymore.
结果现在她坐在轮椅上，非常的喜乐。
And she is very joyful in the wheelchair.
不过她轮椅上面做了个牌子。
She has another sign on the wheelchair, though.
上面写 for sale.
For sale.
意思这个要拍卖，要卖掉的。
And this is to be sold.
为什么要拍卖呢
？Why she wants to sell it?
有一天我不再用了。
One day I shall not use it.
你谁要买，你可以买去。
Whoever needs to buy it, buy it.
现在我还是这样。
And I'm still like this.
但到那天我要改变。
But that day I shall be transfigured.
那天我不需要在轮椅。
I shall not be in the wheelchair.
那天再也没有眼泪。
And there would be no tears on that day.
那天没有 cancer.
And there's no cancer on that day.
那天没有瘟疫。No plague.
Although no plague there.
没有许多的病痛。
And there are no diseases there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
主不只叫我们灵得救。
Not only does he save our spirit.
他不只叫我们魂今天得救。
But he is saving our soul today.
有一天他要叫我们身体得救。
One day he shall save, he redeem our flesh.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
但主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
给我们看见。
That he'll let us see.
这就是保罗所给我们看见的那个救恩。
This is the salvation which Paul shows us.
是过去。
It is in the past.
是现在。
In the present.
也是将来。
And also in the future.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
这是保罗所给我们看见。
This is what Paul lets us see.
啊，另外一面。
And another side.
现在保罗的信息。
that the message of Paul, how can it have been tunneled through Psalms?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
你读到保罗罗马书第四章的时候,
when you read chapter 4 of Romans,
我们好不好一同来看一下,
let us turn to it.
罗马书第四章,
Romans chapter 4,
第六节,
verse 6.
正如大卫称那在行为以外蒙神算为义的人是有福的。
David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works.
他说得赦免其过遮盖其罪的这人是有福的。
Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered.
主不算为罪，这人是有福的。
Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never count against him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
感谢主，这是一把很重要的钥匙。
Thanks the Lord, this is a very important key.
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
在这里保罗讲因信称义。
Now here Paul says about justification by faith. He gave two examples. He used two paintings. One is the painting of Abraham. And that's the story of Genesis. And another is the painting of David. And he reviews the Psalms of David. And that's Psalm 32. Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered.
不算没有罪的这人是有福的。
Blessed is the man who sinned, the Lord will never count against him.
你知道大卫犯罪了。
Do you know that David sinned?
他不止犯了淫乱的罪。
He did not sin adultery.
他也犯了谋杀的罪。
But he also committed murder.
他有一年之久。
And 1 year long.
他不肯认罪。
He would not confess his sin.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters.
他里面经历枯干。
That he was in deep sorrow and thirsty inside.
感谢主。
Brothers and sisters,
到了一年以后,
one year later,
他终于认罪了,
he confessed his sin.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters, he was a sinner.
但是现在神称他为义,
but now God credits him as righteousness. And blessed is the man who sinned the Lord with his
sin.
Oh, dear brothers and sisters,
大卫怎么称义呢?
How was David claimed righteous?
弟兄姊妹, 没有别的,
brothers and sisters, nothing else.
因为他是个因信称义的人,
and because he is a person justified by faith,
他凭着他自己的行为,
and according to his own act,
人永远不会忘记他的丑陋的历史,
that man would never forget the shamefulness of his history.
现在大卫怎么能站在神面前,
and how can David stand before God today?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他站在神的面前,
when he stands before God,
靠着神的救恩,
it is according to the salvation of God,
他好像没有罪一样,
it's like he has no sin.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
这就是大卫所给我们看见,
this is what David lets us see.
好, 现在我们翻到诗篇32篇,
now let us turn to Psalm 32.
我们看这篇诗篇是怎么说的,
let us see what this Psalm says.
保罗的书信讲的因信称义,
and the epistles of Paul talks about justification by faith.
是用文字来叙述的,
it uses statements of words to tell us.
现在32篇大卫也讲因信称义,
now Psalm 32, David also talks about justification by faith, and he uses poems to express this.
他说得赦免其过遮盖其罪的这人是有福的。
He said, blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered.
凡心里没有诡诈耶和华不算有罪的这人是有福的。
Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and whose spirit is no deceit.
我闭口不认罪的时候因终日哀恨而骨头枯干。
When I kept silent, my bones waste away through my groaning all day long.
第五节,
verse 5,
我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。我说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。
Then I acknowledged my sins to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see? This is salvation.
神为大卫预备了个救恩。
Salvation God prepared for David.
他说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯。
He said, I must acknowledge my sin to you.
你就赦免我的罪了。
And you forgive the guilt of my sin.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see?
现在你明白没有?
Now do you understand?
保罗在那里讲因信称义。
Paul talked about justification by faith.
讲的救恩。
And when he talked about salvation,
现在大卫经历那个救恩。
Now David has experienced that salvation.
大卫从此以后,
and from then on,
他怎么活在神面前?
How did he live before God?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神称他为义。
God credited to him as righteousness. And because of the sake of salvation,
所以弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters, now how did he express it?
他一面唱这些诗歌,
that as he was singing this
song,
Paul uses words to express the salvation. Now David sings the salvation with songs.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
就在这里,
and here,
你读到最重要的一节圣经,
you read the most important verse.
你是我藏身之处, 第七节。
And verse 7, you are my hiding place.
你必保佑我脱离苦难。
And you will protect me from trouble.
以得救的乐歌四面环绕。
And surround me with songs of deliverance.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
把大卫说。他以得救的乐歌四面来环绕。
Now when David uses the songs of salvation surround him.
现在你明白什么叫做诗篇。
Now you know what psalms are.
现在你知道诗篇的中心是什么。
You know what the central thought of psalms is.
150篇讲什么呢。
What is the 150 psalms talking about?
150篇是得救的乐歌。
And they are talking about songs of deliverance.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这不是一首乐歌。
This is not just one song.
150篇。
There are 150 songs.
环绕着我们。
It surrounds us.
保罗真是用光来环绕着他。
Paul uses light to surround him.
Yeah, God uses light.
God uses light to surround Paul.
现在神用得救的乐歌来环绕我。
And now God uses songs of deliverance to surround us.
你看见光，你就得唱歌。
And when you see light, you will sing.
我们只有一首歌，
we only have one song.
那就是得救的乐歌。
And that is the song of deliverance.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
整本的诗篇讲什么呢？
The entire book of Psalms, what is it talking about?
得救的乐歌。
It is songs of deliverance.
它的乐歌是什么呢？
And what is that?
内容是什么呢？
And what is that content?
救恩,
it is salvation.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
懂得救恩的人都告诉我们,
those who know the Old Testament tell us,
新诗篇里面所说的救恩,
and the salvation mentioned in Psalms,
是很广的,
it is very grand,
有, 很 abroad,
it's very broad,
有的从狮子口里救出来,
and some were saved from the mouth of the lion,
从恶人里面救出来,
and were saved from the wicked,
当我极难的时候,
and when I was in distress,
神拯救了我,
and God has delivered me,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see?
因为是图画的缘故,
because it is a painting,
神怕我们不明白,
God afraid that we will not understand,
我们落在罪中,
and we are in sin,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们好像落在狮子的口里面一样,
like we're in the mouth of a lion,
神要把我们从那里拯救出来,
and God would deliver us from that,
叫我们脱离罪的权势,
and he would let us depart away from the power of sin. So that's why,
这里的得, 这里的救恩,
and the salvation here,
在希伯来文里面,
in Hebrew,
是非常非常广的,
it's very broad,
给我们一幅图画,
and let us see this painting,
叫我们不只是从罪的审判底下拯救,
not only we're saved from the judgment of sin,
不只是从, 从这个, 不只叫我们从罪的权势里得到拯救,
not only we're saved from the power of sin,
和罪的同在里面得到拯救,
but saved from the presence of sin.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我也从环境当中得到拯救,
we are also saved from the environment.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
天天背负我们重担的主,
that the Lord who bears our burden daily,
他就是把救恩赐给我们,
he has granted us salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
当你这里讲到救恩的时候,
when we talk about salvation here,
特别说到神的救恩,
especially God's salvation,
我们已经说过了,
we have already made mention,
救恩这个字,
this word salvation,
在旧约里面出现了78次,
it has been mentioned 78 times in Old Testament,
诗篇就一共出现了45次,
and 45 times in Psalms alone.
你如果把它读过的话,
and if you have read it through,
你毫无疑问的,
you would not without a doubt,
在旧约里面,
that in the Old Testament,
讲救恩讲的最透亮的,
and what is most complete about salvation,
讲的最清楚的,
most clear when it speaks about salvation, very clearly it is in Psalms.
我们常以为是以赛亚书,
and we know, we thought it was in Isaiah,
但是这个救恩这个东西,
but salvation, this matter,
用图画来形容的,
it's expressed in the painting,
在诗篇里面为我们形容的最完全最完全,
it is described very completely for us in Psalms.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你记不记得,
do you remember,
约拿在鱼肚子里面的时候,
that when Jonah was in the belly of the fish,
当他在那里祷告的时候,
and when he was praying,
你看那个祷告都是诗篇里面的话,
that those prayers are words in Psalms.
当他综合这些所有诗篇的经历的时候,
and when he concludes all the experiences of Psalms,
他说了一句话,
he says one word,
救恩是出于耶和华,
salvation is from God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
因为约拿是预表基督的,
because Jonah represents Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹, brothers and sisters,
我们的主三天三夜在地里面,
that our Lord was in the earth for 3 days and
他有一个祷告就是约拿的祷告,
he has a prayer and that's the prayer of Jonah.
他的经历就是约拿的经历所代表,
and his experience is represented by the experience of Jonah.
他 为什么为我们钉死十字架,
and why was he crucified on the cross?
他为什么为我们来到死地,
and why did he come to the grounds of death?
三天三夜在地里面,
and 3 days and 3 nights he was in the death.
最后弟兄姊妹,
in earth, brothers and sisters,
你看见约拿说出了主在地里面所说的话,
you see that Jonah has said the words of our Lord when he was in earth.
他的救恩要出于耶和华,
that salvation is from God.
所以我们的主从死里复活,
so our Lord was raised from death.
我们都知道在复活的早晨主果然从坟墓里面出来,
and from the morning on that morning he was raised from the grave.
但是我们知道说, 在他出来前他有一个祷告,
but we know before he came out, he had a prayer.
那个祷告就是约拿的祷告,
and that prayer is the prayer of Jonah.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
oh, dear brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
现在你明白什么叫做诗篇?
But today you know what the meaning of Psalms is.
诗篇里面所有的经历,
and all the experiences in Psalms,
都是讲到弥赛亚的经历,
it is the experience of the Messiah.
都重要的是把弥赛亚要完成的救恩为我们显讲出来,
and it would manifest the Messiah's salvation for us.
我的神, 你为什么离弃我?
Oh God, oh God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
神借着大卫,
that God through David,
把主耶稣在十字架上的感觉把它发表出来,
that he expressed the feelings of our Lord on the cross.
所以现在我们很清楚了,
so now we're very clear.
整本的诗篇讲什么呢?
What the songs of deliverance.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
罗马书第四章啊,
chapter 4 of Romans,
给我们一条隧道,
it gives us a tunnel,
叫我们从保罗书信一直通到诗篇,
that from the epistle of Paul, it goes through all the way to Psalms.
保罗中心的信息是救恩,
and the central thought of the epistle of Paul is salvation.
中心的信息也是救恩,
and also the central theme of Psalms is salvation.
Oh, 我们真是感谢,
oh dear brothers and sisters, who praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗?
Brothers and sisters, 现在有一个通道把它通起来了, there's a tunnel that connects it.
不过不同在,
but it's not only this.
保罗是用文字来叙述救恩,
that Paul used a statement of words to express the salvation.
诗篇是诗人用诗的题材来发表救恩,
and Psalms, the psalmist uses poems to express the salvation of God.
所以你看这里的救恩是非常非常广的,
so the salvation is very broad,
就把整个保罗的思想就把它概括了,
and it includes all the thoughts of Paul.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
最后让我们来结束,
at the very end, let us end.
我们已经看见过他们两个相同的地方,
we see the two similar points,
他们都是讲到救恩,
they're talking about salvation.
那么现在我们要从愿意从诗篇里面,
now from Psalms,
我们特别找到三篇的诗篇,
we would like to find three Psalms,
你就发现是我们最熟悉的诗篇,
and you'll discover these three Psalms were very familiar with.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
有诗篇22篇,
that Psalm 22,
23篇,
Psalm 23,
24篇,
Psalm 24.
请我们记得弟兄姊妹,
let us remember, brothers and sisters,
这三篇, 诗篇可以说是代表整个的150篇,
that these three Psalms represent 150 Psalms,
把救恩完全为我们描写出来,
that it completely describes and expresses the salvation for us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
诗篇22篇,
Psalm 22.
他说我的神, 我的神, 为什么离弃我?
It says, my God, my God, why have thou forsaken me? And our God was hung on the cross for our sake.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
他是好牧人,
he was a good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍命,
that he would give his life for the sheep.
所以这是诗篇22篇,
and this is Psalm 22.
诗篇23篇,
Psalm 23.
给我们看见他是大牧人,
he is the good, the big, the great shepherd.
他为我们从死里复活,
that he was raised from the dead.
希伯来书13章告诉我们, 他是我们大牧人,
and in Hebrews 13, he is our great shepherd.
他为我, 他从死里复活,
that he was raised from the dead.
那不止如此,
not only so,
当你读到诗篇24篇的时候,
but in Psalm 24,
他是我们的首席的牧人,
that he is our
chief shepherd.
He is our chief shepherd.
有一天他要回来迎接我们,
that one day he shall return to receive us.
等到牧长显现的时候, 这是彼得书信的话,
and this is the epistle of Peter, when the chief shepherd shall come,
他要显现在荣耀里面,
he shall be received in glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在新约里面只有三次讲到牧人,
in the New Testament only mentioned shepherd three times.
好牧人,
the good shepherd,
大牧人,
the great shepherd,
首席的牧人,
and the chief shepherd.
现在你看在旧约里面,
now you see in the Old Testament,
只有三篇的诗篇,
the good shepherd,
大牧人,
the great shepherd,
还有就是首席的牧人,
and then that's the chief shepherd.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see?
因为他为我们挂在十字架上,
because he was hung on the cross for us.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
他是我们的好牧人,
he is our good shepherd.
这是过去,
and this is the past.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
Do you see this in the past?
但是今天呢?
But today,
感谢主,
thank the Lord,
因为他是我们大牧人,
he is our great shepherd.
他从死里复活,
he was raised from the dead.
所以现在我们能经过死荫的幽谷,
that we can pass through the valley of death.
最近我们刚刚到一个幽谷里面去走过,
and we have just gone through a valley.
你们附近有一个很有名叫 Yosemite 的那个公园,
and we have a very famous park by the name of Yosemite.
你玩来玩去都在山谷里面,
and wherever you go, you are in the valley.
牧羊人告诉我们说,
and the shepherd tells us,
全世界最好牧场是在谷底里面,
And the best pasture of all the world is in the valley.
结果羊就慢慢地长大了。
And the sheep will gradually grow.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
我们只经过死荫的幽谷。
We have only gone through the valley of death.
为什么?
Why?
因为主耶稣为我们经过死亡的幽谷。
Because he has gone through the valley of death for us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们不经过死亡的幽谷。
We will not go through the valley of death.
我们只经过死荫的幽谷。
We only go through the shadow of death.
因为我们的主是死而复活的。
Because our Lord was dead but was raised again.
还给我们经过
And he gone through the valley of death.
我们仍旧要经过幽谷。
We will go through the valley.
但是死亡阴影的幽谷。
But it's the shadow of death.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
狗会咬人。
The dogs will bite you.
但是狗的影子不会伤人。
But the shadow of the dog will not hurt you.
所以你的杖、你的杆都安慰我。
So brothers and sisters, your staff and your rod, they comfort me. Thank the Lord.
这是我们今天的经历。
This is our experience today.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当我们经过死荫的幽谷的时候,
when we go through the shadow of the valley of death,
我们只是经过。
We only go through it.
我们没有受到灾害,
we would not be harmed.
因为他拯救我们,
because he has delivered us.
他昨天拯救我们,
he saved us yesterday.
他今天仍旧拯救我们,
he is still saving us today.
当我们从这地上经过的时候,
and when we go through the experience of
this day, thank
the Lord, brothers and sisters.
这就是诗篇23篇,
this is Psalm 23.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
有一天我们荣耀的主要回来,
our glorious Lord shall return.
我们身体要改变,
our body shall be transfigured.
所以诗篇22篇, 24篇说什么呢?
So Psalm 24, what does it say?
众城门啊, 头都要抬起来,
and all the heads shall be raised.
那就是说所有的城门都要打开,
that all the gates shall be opened.
现在我们如果到耶路撒冷去的话,
today when we go to Jerusalem,
有一个门没有打开,
there's one gate that is not open.
这一座这个橄榄山的金门没有打开,
the golden gate that is facing Mount Olive is not open.
到了那一天,
but that day,
所有的门都要打开,
all the gates shall be open.
因为我们的主要回来,
because our Lord shall return.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Now you understand,
救恩不光是过去,
salvation is not only of the past,
也是现在,
but of the present,
更是将来,
and even more so of the future.
对,三篇,四篇,
and these three songs,
就代表了150篇,
it represents all 150
songs. 给我们看见救恩是怎么回事,
and let's see what the meaning of salvation is.
而且不止如此,
not only this,
给我们看见整个保罗书信里面重要的事,
and let's see the central thought of the epistles of Paul.
最后你们再给我5分钟就可以了,
and give me another 5 minutes.
你们不要太急, 我想很快就要结束,
I'll end soon.
那么如果你读到诗篇23篇,
and when you read Psalm 23,
讲到今天的时候,
it talks about today,
我们好不好很快地看一看,
let us go through it quickly.
诗篇23篇,
Psalm 23,
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致。The
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He makes me lie down in green pasture, he leads me beside quiet waters.
很多弟兄姊妹喜欢这些圣经。
Many brothers and sisters love this verse.
一躺就躺了一辈子。
That they lie down all their life.
从来没有站起来过。
And they would never stand up again.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
好牧人,
the good shepherd.
大牧人,
the great shepherd.
他不让你躺一辈子。
He would not let you lie down for your entire life.
第三节,
verse 3.
春天到了,
the spring has come.
所以现在他就叫羊的灵魂苏醒过来,
now he restores the soul of the sheep.
为自己的名引导我走一路,
and he guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's
sake. 你知道大卫是用羊的语言来讲这一段诗,
and David uses the language of the sheep to talk about this psalm.
这是春天的故事,
and this is the story of spring.
到了夏天的时候,
and now summer has come.
他们就到了死荫的幽谷,
and now they've gone through the valley of the shadow of death.
所以第四节, 我虽然经过死荫的幽谷, 我也不怕遭害。
So in verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
因为你与我同在,
for you are with me.
你的杖你的杆都安慰,
your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这是夏天的故事,
this is the story of summer.
到了第五节的时候,
now verse 5,
现在你明白了,
now you understand,
为什么这个牧羊人要把羊带这么远的地方去呢?
Now why did the shepherd bring the sheep so far away?
实在有一个很重要的原因,
you know, there's a very important reason.
这个羊啊有个特别,
the sheep is very special.
羊不笨,
they're not stupid.
羊非常聪明,
they're very smart.
但是就是因为聪明,
and because they're smart,
所以它非常的倔强,
and so they were stubborn.
非常倔强, 所以呢如果他在让他自己吃草的话,
so very slim, so when they're eating, feeding on the grass,
一定只吃这一块的草,
they'll only eat this piece of grass,
因为昨天是这一块,
because yesterday was this,
他今天还是这一块,
it is still this,
他怎么样都不肯改一块,
he will never change it,
但问题在这里,
but the problem is,
他不光在那里吃,
when he's still eating there,
他也在那里排泄,
he is also going to bathe there,
所以他就污染了那一块的草场,
so he has contaminated that path.
如果你让羊自己走他自己的道路的话,
and if the sheep goes on his own path,
他永远长不大的,
he will not grow.
弟兄姊妹你明白吗?
Brothers and sisters, because of this reason,
他要带着羊, 从一个草场逃到另外一个草场。
So guide the sheep from one pasture to another.
在牧羊人的心目中。
And in the shepherd's mind.
在整个的旅行过程里面。
In all the travels.
有一块高地。
There's a high place.
那块高地就是羊最终的目的地。
And that high place is the destination of the sheep.
这里有一节圣经说。
And here there's a verse that says.
在我敌人的面前。
In the presence of my enemy,
你为我摆设宴席。
You prepare a table before me.
这里的宴席在英文是 table.
And in English, this is a table.
就是桌子的意思。
It is a table.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
在羊的眼睛里面。
But in the sheep.
什么是桌子呢？
The eyes. What is the table?
牧羊人要带他去的那块高地。
It is the high place the shepherd will lead them to.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see?
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
现在羊终于到了高峰了。
Now the sheep has reached the high place.
也是很危险的地方。
It's very dangerous.
这里有狮子。
There are lions.
有老虎。
There are tigers.
所以说到我的仇敌，你在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
So it talks about the enemy that you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy.
那里也有一些这个也有一些苍蝇。
And there are also flies there.
那这些苍蝇呢，常常在这个羊的这个鼻子里面呢产卵。
And these flies are they fly around the nose of the sheep.
结果那个卵呢，生出小虫来。
And as a result, they have worms there.
那么这个虫呢，在那里蠕动的时候呢，
and when the worms move,
非常非常的痒。
And it's very itchy.
所以对羊来讲是个受不了的痛苦。
And the shepherd cannot, the sheep cannot take this.
你知道牧羊人怎么办呢？
Now what does the shepherd do?
他就用油膏了他的头。
He uses oil to anoint the head.
那个油一膏了他的头的时候。
And when the oil is anointed on the head.
你看见说蚊子，你看见这些苍蝇就飞跑了。
And you see that these flies fly away.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
到了秋天的时候。
That when autumn comes.
到了现在慢慢慢天气开始寒冷了。
And when it's getting cold.
所以第六节的时候。
So verse 6.
他就把羊就带到羊回到羊圈里面去。
He would bring the home.The sheep back to his house.
所以他说我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
直到永远。
Forever.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
这是今天的经历。
This is the experience of today.
有春天的。
There is spring.
夏天的。
There's summer.
秋天的。
Autumn.
一直到冬天的。
All the way to fall.
到了秋天的时候。
And when spring comes.
已经到了高峰了。
到了 high place，
这就是我们属灵的高峰。
And this is our spiritual point.
这就是与基督一同坐在天上。
And that we're seated with Christ in the heavens.
这就是宾路易师母所说的升天的那个层。
And this is what Jessica St. Louis said is to
the ascension.
The ascension.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so、dear brothers and sisters,
让我们记得，因为这个缘故，
reason,
就有了属灵的征战。
There is spiritual warfare.
因为以弗所第二章与基督一同坐在天上。
Because we're seated with Christ in Ephesians chapter 2.
所以在第六章就有征战了。
So in chapter 6 there is warfare.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
他用油膏了我们的头。
He has used the oil to anoint our head.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
当你仔细读这一段圣经的时候，
when you read this passage carefully,
你看见这个经历就是我们今天的经历。
You see that this experience is our experience today.
这个就是救恩在。今天在我们身上所做的。
This is what salvation is doing upon us today.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当你读保罗书信的时候。
That when you read the epistles of Paul.
不是有四组的福音，四组的书信吗？
They have four groups of epistles.
如果你读帖撒罗尼迦前书后书的话。
If you read first and second Thessalonians.
就给你看见生命春天的故事。
It lets you see the life in spring.
结果你读到这个保罗第二组，就是哥林多前后书，还有就是这个加拉太跟罗马书的时候。
And when you read the second group, it is first and second Corinthians, Galatians, and Romans.
这就是这里所说，我虽然经过死荫里有谷，也不怕遭害。
It is what it says here. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
因为如果你读二组的书信的话，
because you read the second group of epistles,
中心的思想是十字架。
The central thought is the cross.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so、dear brothers and sisters,
你看见说在这里读保罗书信的时候，
now when you read the epistles of Paul,
你再回到诗篇二十三篇，
you return to Psalm 23,
你看见这就是写诗的人所写的。
You see, this is what the psalmist wrote.
然后保罗被放在监牢里面。
And when Paul was put in prison,
他写了以弗所，然后这个哥罗西，还有哥罗西，还有这个腓立比，还有腓利门。
And he wrote Philippians and Ephesians and Colossians in prison.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你读到以弗所书的时候，
when you read Ephesians,
我们坐在天上。
We have been seated in the heavens.
与基督坐在天上。
We have been seated with Christ in heaven.
在敌人面前为我们摆设宴席。
And in the presence of enemies, he sets the table for me.
你读到哥罗西书的时候，
and when you read Colossians,
你们要思念上面的事。
You must be mindful of the things of above.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
你明白吗？ Sisters, you understand.
为什么？因为我们的生命与基督一同藏在神那里。
And because our life is hidden with Christ in God.
而耶稣基督住在神的右边。
And Christ sits on the right hand of God.
神的右边就是天上。
And God's right hand is heaven.
那个生命是属天的生命。
And that heaven is heavenly, that life is heavenly life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
你明白吗
Do you understand?
有一次啊，从前有人开老爷飞机啊。
One time when they're open, driving the ancient airplane.
开一半忽然听见有老鼠的声音。
And they heard mice when they were on, in the middle of it.
所以怎么对付老鼠呢
How do you deal with the mice?
后来他想了一个办法。
And he thought of a method.
把飞机越开越高，越开越高。
To go even higher and higher.
后来老鼠就闷死掉了。
And then the mice would suffocate.
这就是保罗告诉我们。
And this is what Paul tells us.
你们要致死你们身上的地上的肢体。
You must cause the flesh of your body to die.
但是这个需要，因为你的生命与基督一同藏在天上。
Because your life is hidden in Christ in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
你怎么拒绝我们的肉体
？How do you reject the flesh?
怎么胜过我们的肉体
？How do you be victorious over the flesh?
你要越来越高。
You must go higher.
要思念上面的事。
You must be mindful of the things of above.
结果我们的肉体统统闷死。
And then our flesh would be suffocated.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
这是我们得救的秘诀。
This is our secret of our salvation.
你读到腓立比书的时候
，When you go into Philippians.
保罗说：“我向着标杆直跑。”
Paul says, "I press toward the goal."
为是要得从天上来的奖赏。
So I want the reward from heaven.
那个呼召是从上面来的呼召。
And the calling is from above.
是向上的呼召。
It is going upward.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？You understand?
等到你读到腓立门书的时候
，Now when you go to Philemon,
你看见保罗是个坐在天上的人。
That Paul is seated in heaven.
他不像坐在监牢里面的。
It's not like he was in the dungeon.
你看见保罗在那里说话的时候
，Now when he speaks,
好像代表我们的主。在天上说话
like he represents our Lord when he speaks in heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹 My dear brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
do you see?
这就是秋天的故事
This is the story of autumn.
当你读到保罗的提字书的时候
And when you read the T book of Paul,
他说当打的仗我已经打过了
He said, I have fought
the good fight. 当跑的路我已经跑过
I have ran the good race.
我如今有荣耀的有生命有荣耀的冠冕为我存留
Now I have a crown of righteousness kept for me.
公义的冠冕为我存留
And a crown of righteousness.
不光是为我自己
Not only for me.
也为着所有爱慕他先
But all those who desire to see his appearance,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
their brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗?
Do you see now?
他是来到了生命的中间。
Now he has gone through the life in Paul,
他没有多久以后,
and before, not long later,
他就要把自己的生命完全的倾倒出去。
He will pour out his life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
their brothers and sisters,
这是保罗最成熟的时候。
And this is Paul's most mature point.
如果你把保罗的话
Have you read?
把它翻译成诗篇二十三篇的话。
And if you turn that into Psalm 24,
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Surely goodness and love will follow me in all my days.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
直到永远。
Forever.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
这就是整篇的诗篇一百五十篇。
This is the entire 150 Psalms.
那个精华。
And that essence.
那个精髓。
That essence.
乃是指着救恩。
It is pointing at salvation.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
现在你看见吗
？Now you see.
你可以用整本的这个罗马的书信。
You can use the entire book of Romans.
来打开整篇的诗篇。
To open the entire book of Psalms.
我们刚才只讲了经历。
Now we only talked about the
past. 我们还没讲的过去。
We did not talk about the past.
我们还没有讲的将来。
We did not talk about the future.
你读保罗书信的时候。
But when you read the epistles of Paul.
你在保罗书信能够找到的。
You can find that in the epistles of Paul.
你在诗篇里面也能找到。
You can also find that in Psalms.
所以我想我的话只能够。
So I'll end my words here.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在你能够明白。
Now you'll be able to understand.
什么叫做诗篇呢？
What is Psalm?
诗篇乃是得救的乐歌。
Psalms is songs of deliverance.
为什么一百五十篇呢？
Why is 150 Psalms?
因为只有这么多才能够四面环绕着我。
Because only this much can surround us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们不只经历救恩。
Not only do we experience salvation.
我们要唱出这个救恩。
We must sing of this deliverance.
保罗在那里解释神的救恩。
And when Paul explains this salvation.
我们能够唱出那个救恩。
We can sing of this experience.
所以弟兄姊妹。也许我们没有像保罗那样懂得那么多
we do not understand as much as Paul,
但是我们读诗篇的时候
when we read Psalms,
我们能够经历这个诗篇是我的诗篇
we can experience that this Psalm is my Psalm.
为什么
Why?
因为神今天在你身上做
Because Psalm, God has done this on your day
感谢主弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
thank the Lord 这是整篇的一百五十
This is 150 Psalms
求主祝福他自己
May the Lord bless his own words
我们低头祷
Let us bow in the word of prayer
亲爱的主，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Dear Lord, we place these words into your hands.
如果你觉得合适，就求你使用这些话。
If you find it appropriate, use these words.
不只为着在这里的弟兄姊妹。
Not only for the brothers here.
也为着远方听录音带的人。
But for the brothers and sisters who listen to the tape far away.
无论我们这些人在哪里。
No matter where we are.
但愿这些话紧紧地抓住我们。
May all these words grasp us.
叫我们在里面有一首诗歌好唱。
Now we have a song to sing within us. Because you surround us with songs of deliverance. We must sing of your wonderful salvation. Dear Lord, sometimes we forget of your salvation. That you only save us to heaven and that's finished. That you would save us today. That you even save us in the future. That you are the Lord who bears our burdens daily. You bore our sins of our burdens of our sin in the past. Today you bear all our burdens. You are our Lord yesterday. You are our Savior today. And you shall be our Savior in the future. Lord, we praise you. Even though we're decaying out in the flesh daily, that we're renewed daily within. We're not waiting for the grave. We're waiting for your return. And when you shall return, you shall wipe away our tears. You'll take away all our wrinkles. You'll take away all our spots. We shall see your salvation is a complete salvation. That your salvation is so broad and grand that only 150 Psalms can describe it. Only the epistles of Paul can describe it. Only the entire Bible can reveal to us. Lord, we bow and worship you. We give you all the worship and adoration. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.